Hello, welcome to Off Topic Talk, the show where we talk about hobbies, news, entertainment, anything of interest that comes our way. Please visit the website at offtopictalk.blogspot.com. Hey everyone, a few quick notes before we get into the show today. It's been seasonably warm around here, which means temperatures in the 90s, humidity 50, 60, 70%, so it's been pretty miserable. I believe I've mentioned before, I don't have central air. I've got some ceiling fans, some window fans, and I'm fortunate enough to have a couple of window air conditioning units. All of this means I've got more background sound going on in the show, so I'll be playing a little bit with the sound quality. If that wasn't enough, I finished recording the show, and I went to do my post-show editing, and Audacity had pulled something strange. I had the data file full of all of the sound clips that Audacity saves the show in its raw format as, but the project file opened up with just the first minute of the show. So I had to go back through and piece the show together from all the individual files in the folder. This has done some strange things to the sound quality in places, but I think I've managed to recover pretty much everything. So, despite heat, background noise, and funky programs, we are going to have a show nonetheless. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. In today's show, we're going to discuss some concepts of communication. In the news, we recently celebrated the birthday of the Master of Lightning, more often known as Nikola Tesla. In the media discussion, we're going to talk about meme punks at the website memepunks.blogspot.com. We'll wind up the show with a closing thought and finish out with a new song for you to enjoy. So now, let's begin. The technology of voice communication. How to reach out and touch someone without using the telephone. Using the telephone is second nature to most people. Changes in technology have increased the variety of methods we have to communicate with each other. Voice over IP service, voice chat systems, software like TeamSpeak, Roger Wilco, Yahoo Instant Messenger, Skype, all of these are beginning to make inroads into what has been telephony's bailiwick. They're also making changes in how telephone service are used. There are services now that will check your voicemail for you and send you an email message, potentially even send you the voicemail itself to an email account. You almost don't need to have your phone anymore to use it. So what are some of the things you can do now instead of using the telephone for communication? Probably the fastest growing system are voice chat systems like Skype, Yahoo's Instant Messenger. I believe just about every instant messaging system will have a voice option in addition to the regular text chat. Earlier this year, Skype made a change to their service, allowing you to use Skype to place calls to regular telephones anywhere in the United States and Canada free of charge. I don't know about you, but I've stopped using my phone for anything except taking incoming calls and the occasional local call. Most of the time in my home, if I'm making a call, I'm probably going to be at or near my computer anyways, so I just sit down and dial it up. It's almost as convenient and certainly a lot cheaper than the regular landline. Of course, depending on your perspective, many people use DSL for their internet service. DSL is coming in over your phone lines, so really you are still using the telephone, just not in the way the phone company expected. You're not limited in this fashion. Satellite services, broadband internet cable services allow you to use these phone-like services without having to use a telephone landline or any telephone service at all. Even when the voice services are not free as they are with Skype right now, they're still a lot less expensive than most traditional phone services. Cable companies are offering voice over IP services using a telephone. You can take a regular telephone, plug it into a specialized cable modem, and use it to place telephone calls like you would as if you had a regular telephone line, thus adding a little more competition for the phone company's service. There are also services like Odeo and MyChingo, which allow you to record voice files and either send them to people or have people record messages for you, as all you need is a computer connected to the internet with a microphone. and you can leave voice messages for anyone who's connected with the service. And these services are free. In the bigger picture, somewhere someone is paying for the internet service. Maybe it's you at your home, maybe it's your school, in which case you're still helping to pay for it because you're paying tuition and maybe room and board. So to say that these services are free is a little bit of a misstatement. Nonetheless, you are no longer reliant on the traditional telephone companies to provide you with communication services. Check the show notes for a number of links on different services available to broaden the ways in which you communicate and stay in touch with people. Because really, that's what much of the internet is about, communication. We are, at heart, social animals. We, for the most part, want or need to stay in touch with our fellows. And the internet has provided us with the means to reach people all across the world, to meet, to communicate, to share ideas with people that 30 years ago we might have never met in our entire lives. It's taken for granted by many people these days how easy it is to contact people all over the world, how easy it is to stay in touch. But it really wasn't that long ago where communicating with people could have been a time-consuming process. Our social circles have expanded thanks to the communication abilities of the internet. Communication is a vital tool in human existence. Some people have said over time that the internet has made people less social. It's closed people up, walled them off. I have said for a long time, and I will continue to say, the internet has opened up the world. It has brought people closer together. It's commonplace these days for people to make friendships, form associations with people whose faces they've never seen. The internet has made the world a smaller place, and it gets a little smaller every day in a good way. So take advantage of the tools, take advantage of the technology. Go out and meet somebody new, someone in another country, another state, someone across the street. Make the world a little bit smaller.
Hi, this is Mick Bradley,
Ray Lamond,
and Chris Miller. We're from the House of the Harping Monkey, the online fantasy tavern for gamers and fans of fantasy, myth, and geek culture.
If by some small chance the stuff that they serve you in those other fantasy taverns isn't spicy enough or out there enough for you, you might want to consider asking your friendly servers,
that would be us,
for a bottle of Misfit Brew.
It's not for everyone, to be sure, but if you're one of those rarefied folks who thinks maybe, just maybe, you're not sure, but you think we actually go somewhere when we dream, or perhaps that flash of movement you saw at the corner of your eye in the woods last evening was maybe a fairy?
Or if you just like geeky essays.
Or if you wonder if, on some mystic, collective, subconscious level, Middle Earth was real, or you actually think that maybe there's something to the Harping Monkey motto, myth is truth.
Or if you just like geeky essays.
If you're not necessarily a sucker for every paranormal, preternatural, new age claim that's out there, but you can't help but wonder if maybe, just maybe, there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in our philosophies.
Or if you just like pretentious Shakespearean references,
then you might like a taste of Misfit Brew.
So come visit us at the Harping Monkey Tavern at harpingmonkey.com. Your first pint of brew is on the house.
Actually, they're all on the house, aren't they?
Okay, so even better. Misfit Brew, a podcast from the House of the Harping Monkey. Available at harpingmonkey.com, iTunes, and lots of other fine podcasty places.
Sláinte!
Earlier this month, on July 9th and 10th, we celebrated the 150th birthday of Nikola Tesla, born at the midnight transition between July 9th and 10th in July of 1856. According to some stories, it was at the height of a massive lightning storm, which set the stage for his future. Born in what, at the time, was one of the kingdoms of the Austrian Empire, and today is known as Croatia, Tesla moved to the United States in 1884. Tesla was sometimes an employee and sometimes a competitor of the famous American inventor Thomas Edison. Their rivalry reached its height during what is now called the War of the Currents. Early in United States history, direct current, or DC, was the standard of distribution of power. In the late 1800s, there was a push, a struggle between Edison and Tesla to change the system of distribution to AC, or alternating current. Beyond this, Tesla has been hailed as one of the preeminent inventors and scientists of the modern age. His work in physics, electrical engineering, the creation of AC motors, and polyphase power distribution systems are considered one of the instrumental steps in the creation of the second industrial revolution. Some of the devices and principles attributed to Tesla's development, devices that use rotating magnetic fields, induction motors, high-frequency alternators, the item that most people probably know him for, the Tesla coil, alternating current over long-distance transmission, arc light systems, systems for wireless communication, and this is prior to the invention of radio, a different form of X-ray tube, devices for charged particle beams. One of Tesla's more interesting design proposals was what he called a teleforce weapon, a death ray of dropping entire armies and swarms of airplanes. He offered to sell the weapon to the State Department and various European governments, but no one took him up on the offer. The list is pretty extensive. I'm not going to read everything on here because I don't think I have enough time today. Tesla is a man with an amazingly rich and deep history. I have to wonder if someday there's going to be a movie about him. The information that I've read is tailor-made for Hollywood. If something can be done to increase interest in Tesla, to prompt people to learn more about him and what his what contributions he's made to the world, well, how can that be a bad thing? Tesla was a remarkable man, and though late in life he was considered to be something of an eccentric, his contributions to the world at large cannot be denied. There is no doubt Tesla was one of the most amazing men of his age, and so much of what he did in his life has impacted how we exist today. Just look at all those high-tension power lines as you walk down the street. Think about what happens when you turn on a light switch in your house. Tesla has touched all of our lives. Today, I want everyone to go and visit a website. This is the Meme Punks website, and I will have this in the show notes, so you don't have to write it down right now. Meme Punks present some of the most interesting contemporary science and technology information, and they throw in the occasional worthwhile movie review. The work they do is thorough, it's fascinating, and everyone who's listening to this show should take 5 minutes right now and bring up the Meme Punks website so you can start reading as soon as this show is over. It's really one of the most fascinating websites, and in a world where we are inundated with blogs, this is one single blog I would recommend everyone who has any interest in technology and society go and take a look at. I'll be honest, I am friends with one of the guys who runs the Meme Punk site. However, I'm doing this because their group has put together a really amazing collection of information, and I am all about people learning and sharing information. So go and learn from the Meme Punks. These guys know what they are doing.
Farpoint Media.
Have your kids read any good books lately?
No, tell me more.
Hi there. This is Sheila, and I'm here with my co-host, Lori. We are two middle school teachers with a passion for books, here to invite you to check out our show, The Dragon Page, with class.
Our show is geared toward parents and educators who are looking for frank, open discussion with the authors of some great books we are constantly recommending to kids.
We also talk about what's happening in our classrooms, tips and tricks for parents to use on their reluctant readers, and some occasional grumblings about the state of education.
So if that sounds interesting to you, check us out at dragonpage.com for The Dragon Page with Class with Sheila and Lori. Yes, it's another Farpoint Media production.
www.dragonpage.com.
To say that reading is important is almost a cliche these days, but it's still very true. I think I was predestined to be an avid reader. My parents are both educators. I grew up in a household where such activities were strongly encouraged. Imagination was cherished and nourished in our family. I remember my father reading bedtime stories to me before I could read. The one I remember most clearly was The Chronicles of Narnia. And this may have been what pushed me in the direction I went. I'm a major fan of science fiction, fantasy, horror, and the rest of the speculative fiction genre. Over the years, my tastes have continued to broaden. However, every year or two, I go back and reread Professor Tolkien's work. Most recently, I've been reading textbooks. I went back to school a couple of years ago, and one of the most fascinating classes I had was in psychology. We did a section on developmental psychology, and in the process, the instructor drove home to all of us the importance of reading for children. This is, again, something that's commonly said. You can hear it in the media all over the place. But I want to take this back a little bit further. Stimulation of the senses is extremely important for brain development in infants. Reading is one of the forms of stimulation that's incredibly beneficial. Development of language and comprehension skills can be improved by reading from the time children first arrive in the world. Even as infants and toddlers, reading to children can be very helpful to their development over time. As I've said, I'm partial to the fantastic, so this is what I suggest for reading to and with children. This will be a very subjective topic, but give them something that will let their imagination thrive. Read what interests you, and do it with your children, because there's more to this than just helping them out. Reading can actually be a very social activity. You can think of it as a low-tech version of podcasting. The sharing of stories and tales is a tradition going back as far as the development of language. You don't have to be a storyteller, though. With all the books available, you can pick and choose from among many different stories and genres. Spend time with your children, spouse, siblings, friends, and read to each other. Take turns reading from the same book, from different books, or even have everyone with copies of the same book, each reading a different character as the story progresses. Take a very old, old form of communication and bring it to life in the here and now. And that will do it for today, folks. I want to thank you all for listening. Next episode, we are going to talk about the Great Penzic War. We'll have another media suggestion and some more interesting news. Please leave some feedback at offtopictalk.blogspot.com. Send me some email at offtopictalk@gmail.com. You can still call the voicemail line at 206-888-5633. The website also has an Odeo and MyChingo link if you want to leave an MP3 file from the website. For our music selection this week, we have Nanobot by Rubber Band Banjo. Thank you.
transition music this week is from AMB 26, Autumn Vane, Andrew Bauerman, and Beethoven, all available at the podshow.music.com, PodSafe Music Network. Off Topic Talk is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network at blueberry.com. That's blueberry without any E's, BLUBRRY.com. Off Topic Talk is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a safe journey.